Greetings and salutations, you kinky fucks. Welcome back for episode 125 of Kinks with Kiki. Gonna get this started. S&M, aka song and mood of this week, is going to be Sam's Vibe by Duran Bonar. Have you yet put something on the stomach? All right, so I chose that song because it is a whole vibe. I mean, it's in the title. It's a good song. It's Duran Bonar, first and foremost, so of course it's a good song. It's a really chill mood, and I'm going to go into Weekly with Kiki in a little bit, but I've been in a chill mood. I want to stay in that space because I like being in the space. It works for me. So yeah, I thought that song would be perfect because I'm keeping a vibe. I'm keeping a mood. You know, he called it Sam's Vibe. I'm gonna call it Kiki's Vibe because it's a vibe, you know? Have you smoked today? Like, that's a great question to ask anyone who partakes in the weeds, which I will go into that with Weekly with Kiki. But, you know, have you yet put something on your stomach? He's checking on his boo, wants to know if his boo is good. And like, the song, it just flows and it's a vibe. Literally, it's in the title. I'm a vibe. And I want to just, you know, I just want to vibe out. Okay. So let's jump into Weekly with Kiki. So I'm just going to jump here. Like, first of all, speaking of being a vibe. So I don't know what it is, if it's just unfortunate where I work or whom I work with, but it, like, I need people to be happy. Like, I want everyone to be happy if you can do that to your best abilities. But what I don't want is people around me who are miserable in their spaces or like their current life situation. By that I mean, if everything else is great in your life but you are miserable at your job and you make everyone else miserable, baby, I don't have it for you. I don't. I tweeted like a couple of days ago and I was like, I'm a great mood. And it's always some dim lighted bitches trying to shit on my sunny disposition saying, oh, it's because you're Southern and you live here. No, you miserable bitch. I am a vibe and I'm a delight. Perhaps taking a page might help you do the same. So that was my tweet, because I get a lot at work. Like, I like my job. I'm going to go a little bit into detail about my job too, about me going into my villain era at work. But for the most part, overall, I like my job. It is by far the healthiest work environment I have ever worked in my entire adult life. Like, since I've been in my career, which, you know, it shifted recently in the last year or so. But since I have been in my career, I have never really had a peaceful work environment. It was either hostile or it was like just completely disorganized. It was terrible. This is like, I have friends here. I don't have anxiety thinking about going to work. Like, I actually look forward to going to work. I'll be on Sunday night like, woo, can't get to work on Monday because I got things to do. And because, you know why? I like doing what I'm doing in the space that I'm doing it in. But what I don't like is a bad vibe, bitch. I don't. Like, I am a full fan of that tweet that says, I do not support all women. Some of you bitches are dumb. Like, felt, okay? I'm a girl's girl through and through. But when you do stupid shit and have stupid mannerisms and stupid behavior on purpose just because you're a miserable bitch, I can't fuck with you. So, like, I'm always getting from certain women at work, like, they almost try to make, like, a mockery of my sunny disposition because I'm not a miserable, sad bitch in a place that she doesn't want to work in. And they're just like, you're always so happy. You say that to me, love, as if it's a burden to you. Because nobody else should give a fuck about how happy I am. I'm sorry that it exudes out of me. I'm not a miserable bitch, so I can't relate. Anyway, so work is trying me, not on that shit. I can give two fucks about that, but I just wanted to make that clear. Like, you miserable bitches got to do better because you're not going to come over here and kill my vibe. Anyway, but going into Weekly with Kiki, talking about work and going into my work villain era, or my villain work era, because although I do love where I work, I love the people that I work with. I love the department that I work for. the people in my department that are in charge of my department low-key got me fucked up, and they don't want that smoke. That's all I'm gonna say, because it can go, like, this can get real, you know, legal real fast. Like, the legality of it and what I'm able to do if I suspect something, oh, y'all don't want that smoke. That damn office gonna be named after me. Fuck around and find out. But anyway, they about to make me go into my work villain era, because they get on my fucking nerves with how they move, and being a woman and being a black woman and racism and just, ugh, not gonna go there. Like I said, you heard what I just said. I said woman and black, meaning gender, sex, and race. You know what type of time that can be on if you bring lawyers into it. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, I'm gonna get out of that. They don't want me to go into my villain era, because my villain era may result in somebody having to pay me out in a civil suit. So anyway, I just want to talk about my weeks in the last 2 weeks since I did the episode with Lori. I've been drinking a lot, if you could not tell in the podcast episode. Yeah, that's really kind of what started it. But I've been, you know, having a good time. I'm preparing, like, the sun is coming out. The weather is getting warmer. I'm preparing for spring and summer weather. Like, I'm just excited, you know? And I just want to party. I just want to have fun. I just want to go to brunch and go to dinners and go to shows and go to festivals and concerts. That's what I want my summer to look like. I want to travel. I just want to have fun. We're out of hibernation. The trees in front of my building are starting to bloom. We are really about to be outside. So I'm just, you know, drinking, enjoying the moment, because I do love a good time. But yeah, it started, woo. I did a lot of drinking in the last couple of weeks, and it's because I had liquor in the house, and typically I do not keep alcohol in my house like that anymore ever since liquor started giving me headaches, because I don't want to be tempted to drink anything, or by default, unconsciously, because, you know, you're having dinner, you're like, let me get a little drink to go with dinner. So I avoid it on purpose, kind of like I do dairy. But I've had it back in the apartment for the last couple of days, and me and Lori have been having a wang dang doodle with drinking, even though I can only drink vodka. So Tito's been on rotation in this household, okay? So I just wanted to talk about that, but I also wanted to talk about being drunk, being in a space with the opposite sex, that you may be mutually interested in each other, but I just want to talk about how confidence is really the key to a lot of things in life, particularly confidence when it comes to yourself and your abilities, as well as how you present to the opposite sex or how you present to your partner. It's really key, because you giving out the facade of having confidence, and when the curtains fall, when the shit, you know, backstage, when the shit's all over, you can see that confidence is a literal, like a satin sheet that you can just kind of tap through. It's not really solid. You're not really solid in your confidence about yourself. And eventually that little satin sheet, the wind will eventually blow. So you can only keep up the facade for so long before you get in your own head. And then your confidence starts to waver, a lot like a satin sheet. So I just want to say confidence is very important, because if you're solid in it, it's not going to throw off your vibe. It's not going to throw off your energy. It's not going to throw off your aura. And as somebody who is as intuitive as I am, especially now with heightened intuition because of all the shit that I've gone through, it's very easy to see that confidence present itself initially and it begin to slowly deteriorate in front of you. It becomes mannerisms. It becomes the bass in your voice. It becomes how your stature presents to me at this point. You start to wither a little in front of me, and I see it in real time. And it kind of fucks up the vibe, it fucks up the mood, and eventually it fucks up the dynamic, because, baby, the dynamic that just got fucked up for me because of the lack of self-confidence, own your shit. You know what you got. Some things we can change about ourselves, some things we can't. And that's okay. the things that you can change that make you feel better about you? Absolutely. But if it's something that can't be changed, you got to learn how to own it. You got to learn how to deal with it. You got to learn how to embrace and be in it. But you can't have a confidence as if you are owning it and standing in it and claiming it and representing it. And it's as fickle as a satin sheet. And then eventually that confidence becomes confidence? 2 question marks? Doubt it. Anyway, so that happened. And I just want to say, without saying anything really, love that. I just want to say that confidence is key. Speaking of somebody else with confidence, I really genuinely hate having crushes. I never have crushes. like I have a cute little celebrity crush here and there, but I typically don't have like an actual crush on an actual human that I actually have access to. Like, I never have that, and I don't like it. But I have a slight crush, nothing major, but significant enough for me to notice. I fucking hate it. But he knows who he is. I hope he's well. Hope he's having a great day. Oh, I hate having crushes, y'all. Y'all have no idea. Like, oh God, vulnerable. Talk about my feelings. Be like emotionally available for somebody. Gross. Like, fully capable of doing all of those things. But I hate it so much. Anyway, last thing I want to talk about for Weekly with Kiki is happy Easter to everyone who celebrates Easter. If you don't, if you do, I don't know. If you don't celebrate this day, then cool. I'm recording this on Easter, actually. And you guys are hearing it Monday. So I just want to say, I hope you guys had a great Easter, not happy Easter. Hope you had, past tense, a great Easter. If you, like I said, if you celebrate said holiday, and like happy Trans Visibility Day, which took place as well on March 31st. And the Bible thumpers, the holier than thou-ers. Woo! They have been having a time on IG about that one, huh? Y'all do know it's going to be March 31st next year when Easter is not. Easter's on a smooth 420 next year. Speaking of, I gave up weed for Lent. And it was a hard, hard few weeks. But I will say, in the most mature fashion, in the maturing state of me just trying to be a better human, I will say it was tough to give up, but it was probably one of the greatest things that I could have done. And I may do it again next year because I spent that time learning how to cope with my anxiety and cope with stressors at work without running to weed or alcohol, because I didn't really do liquor like that either during Lent. And I found so many positive outlets. It's like it's triggered my want to read again. So I've been reading like 2 or 3 books at the same time. And I started painting just to calm my nerve. And it's been 2 of the greatest things that I've been able to do with trying to healthily cope with like my trials and tribulations. And I gotta say, giving it up for Lent, I am high right now. Love that for me. But giving it up for Lent was a great idea because now I've made them a habit. So weed isn't an edible or gummy isn't going to be my first go-to when it comes to trying to manage my stress and anxiety. It will be one of my other outlets. So yes, and I've been talking for almost 15 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into this episode. So this week, I have decided to do a mixed kink episode, and I love those. I haven't done one since July of last year, but it's typically where I take a certain amount of kinks and I explain briefly in detail about them because they may be kinks that aren't discussed as much or don't have a lot of information based around them because they are kinks that are not so mainstream. So that's what we're going to do this week. I think I have maybe like 7 or 8 of them, and I'm just going to briefly talk about them, you know, share my opinion and what I found when I did find what I did find. All right, so let's jump into the first one I found. And I believe it is pronounced Lijarashtra. And it is a fetish, a sexual fetish, that involves the sexual arousal or pleasure from darkness. Now, as a person who is currently working and tapping into the dark side of her energies that make her her, baby, I'm a dark type. Like, the dark feminine, I'm gonna love it. Like, maybe this one is for me, because I'm gonna be like, you know, for the girls and the guys and the gays and the thems and the those who like to engage in sexual activity in the dark, who like to use blindfolds or some other form of like visual sensory deprivation, or they could just find arousal in the presence of just darkness. So just the pitch black, can't see a hand in front of your face, darkness. And you know what? Felt like I am a girl who loves the dark. I am a girl of the night. Night. I mean, I say that sounds crazy. I am, yes, I am a child of the night. I definitely am. I love darkness. My room is typically very dark. I just had somebody bring to my attention, like, why are you always in the shadows? Like, I'm not. It's just I really like being in darker spaces, which is why I love going to like a good jazz club or a lounge that has like that dim lighting where you can still see everything on a person, but the lighting just makes everything a little bit more sultry and sensual. I thrive in that light. Like, my light is typically blue, red, or is typically a very dim, warm light. So I can identify with the Lijarashtra. I hope I pronounced that right. I don't think I did. Because I'm not going to say it's a fetish, so I need it to gain sexual pleasure, but it definitely can attribute to my sexual pleasure, okay? Like, put me in the dark and light a small candle. I'm going to love it every time. All right, next kink. Whew, every time, y'all, every time I be looking and these words be beating my whole ass. Oh, all right. Whew, all right. Ablutophilia. It is apparently rare, but it falls under the sexual arousal from water or moisture. So this can be a sub or a bullet point to like urine play or water sports, so you will. But it is ultimately talking about water or moisture in general. So there is one also called aquaphilia. They're both the same, but I'm just going to say aquaphilia because I like that better. But the people who have ablutophilia may experience sexual arousal or excitement while in a bath, taking a shower, or even watching someone bathe or watching someone shower. So I'm guessing aquaphilia is the sexual arousal to water, and ablutophilia is the sexual arousal to water and moisture as well. But they also get off by watching people take baths or showers. And I do get a little turned on in water. Like, not, I don't need it. Again, this isn't like a kink or a fetish that I require to function, but I see the allure. I see the charm. I see the vibe. I get it. Definitely. So the next one is canotophilia. And this is where there's a sexual interest in deviating from the norm. So is that like all kinky people? Questions. So basically people who have this fetish are typically turned on by change, novelty and change. Oh my God, is this kinky people? Like they like to experiment on a sexual basis. They like to experiment with new positions, with new toys, different fantasies. Let me find out. This can fall under just people in general. There isn't a gender or a non-gender that falls more into this category than the others. It's actually for anyone. And I'm like, are all kinky people canotophilia people? Let me find out. I'm gonna have a conversation about that on the Instagrams this week. The next fetish is biased, and I pray I'm saying that right. Biased or bias, B-I-I-E-S-T. And it is a fetish where a female is sexually attracted to female feet. Now, you guys know when we hear about sex fetishes, especially when it comes to having a foot fetish, it is most of the time based around men who have those fetishes. It's never, you never hear about the women who are into feet, but just happen to be into female feet. And you know that weird, like, you can't have a weird assumption like, oh, well, she's a woman, so she's interested in men feet. Listen, men feet can be hit or miss, and y'all know I am telling absolutely no lies. I love men with pretty feet. I know a good hand of a get handful of men who have really, really nice feet. Feet really aren't my thing. You know, I'm good either without it. You know, like, you're not going to do anything with me with your foot. I'm cool. But I never really hear women talk about their possible foot fetishes that they have towards maybe other women's feet. So, like, if you fall into the category of a biased or bias, I hope that's correct. I'm sorry if it's not. Please correct me if you can. If you fall into the category, definitely reach out to me because I would love to have a conversation with you. Okay. All right. So the next one is going to be, there is an intelligence fetish. And as somebody who has been talking to someone recently who is completely sapiosexual, which this could be considered sapiosexuality, but this is the kink where individuals are sexually aroused by intellect, intelligence, and knowledge. And I get it. I don't fully consider myself, like, I'm not a self-proclaimed like sapiosexual, but I do love having a very intelligent conversation. I really do love being able to talk to people to a capacity of typically what shocks them when they actually talk to me, because I've been told for the last few months that I am so well-rounded and of the world because I've had so much life experience that the way I articulate my life experiences and how I can incorporate them into a situation that somebody else is going through apparently has been needed. And like, all the coworkers come to me for advice, like the ones that I hang with. I'm not gonna say all, but even the ones that I don't hang with, like, I people get a vibe off me. They feel like they can tell me anything and they proceed to do so. But they also respect my advice because a lot of my advice comes from mistakes that I have learned from in the past. And I'm not going to say made because I'm human. Mistakes that I have learned from in the past and how I incorporate it in my everyday life and in my personal life and how I move through life knowing what I know now because of what has taken place in the past. So I get it. Don't consider myself, but I do really like talking to people who are extremely intelligent. And I will say I have been turned on by intelligence wholeheartedly. I have talked about the attorney in the past before, and I, you know, we're not talking now, but one of the biggest things that attracted me to him, there were two very big things that attracted me to him. And this is how you know the shit was real, because y'all gonna be like, not this one and this one. Okay, so two things that attracted to me to this man, that he was extremely intelligent. His conversations used to fucking turn me on because, one, I love a man who can have an intelligent conversation that can keep up with me. I really do appreciate that. And two, his taste in music. Had nothing to do with physical attraction. Dead ass came later. And like, he's very handsome. Like, I feel like he knows it. But that was like it was a far thought, like an afterthought. Like, I was like, you're cute. However, the way your brain works, I'm intrigued and I want to hear more. And that was one of the biggest things about him. And of course, his impeccable taste in music, because he put me on to so many fucking people, even recently, like within the last year or so. But intelligence is big for me. I can definitely identify with being aroused by an intelligent conversation, especially an intelligent conversation with a person that you kind of got a thing for, or like y'all vibing. Like, I definitely see that wholeheartedly. Now, this next kink is a kink I actually want to do an episode on, and I actually want to interview people who have this particular kink or fetish. And I've talked to men who, and I've only talked to men, I've never talked to women about it. I've only seen men and talked to men about this particular kink that I'm about to go into detail with. And I want to know what's tea. Like, I had an ex who had this fetish as well. Well, this kink as well. And I just have, you know, a few questions. So the next one is lactophilia. And the word's pretty self-explanatory. And it's basically a fetish or a kink where a person is sexually aroused by lactating breasts. Now, I am on the good Twitters. I have heard so many men and seen so many tweets from men talking about how they fuck with breast milk. How they really get turned on by lactating women. And this is when a person is sexually aroused by lactating breasts. It can involve watching somebody lactate. It can involve you actually breastfeeding and like digesting or ingesting the milk. But, you know, it's a natural process, of course. But I've learned that there are a lot of men that, you know, that's kind of their thing. So if there's men out there that have a lactating kink or lactation kink or lactophilia, DM me. I have questions. All right, let's go to the next one. Next one is going to be erythrophilia. And it is a fetish where a person becomes sexually aroused by seeing someone blush or by blushing themselves. This is known as the red fetish or the blush fetish. And I don't know if it... people, well, I know people, if you went to, I don't know, like, was it high school where we, or was it biology where we started to learn like the root words of things? I feel like it was biology. But erythro means red, and philia of course means love. So I blush, and it's rare that I blush, because like, I guess I'm so like, I don't know what to explain me as, like, I guess I'm just so, I don't want to say stoic, but I guess because I'm so like reserved around men is that I really don't blush around them. More importantly, nobody really says anything to make me blush. But yeah, I can't relate to that. Like, I do know when I do blush, I turn literally beet red, and apparently it's the funniest thing ever, but you're gonna be blushing like that, so... How many more do I have? I have three more. Okay, so the next one is reniflor. I hope that's pronounced correctly. Reniflor or reniflor is a fetish where an individual can, or an individual experiences, sorry, sexual arousal from the smell of urine or smelling someone's underwear. Now, I know this is a thing. Clearly, urine play is a thing, but the smelling of underwear, like... I don't know, like, I follow some grown men, and men be like, they're not mad at a little, you know, like, post-gym vagine. Like, they're not mad at it. They like the smell. And of course, it's pheromones, and it's probably what it does to their hormones. So it's totally understandable that people have that as a fetish. But it is, it's like an attraction to particular odors. So reniflor is, like I said, the fetish for the smell of urine or smelling underwear. Now the next one is balonophilia. I hope I said that right. Balonophilia. And it is a fetish for sharp objects that can create sexual pleasure. So that could be pricking the skin, needle play, piercings, cutting. Some may use very sharp objects to stimulate their erogenous zones, such as their penises or vaginas, or their nipples or other erogenous zones that they may have on their bodies. So I think that's interesting. That comes into a heavy fear play. It comes into a heavy trust for a person, because I'm not sure if I want you to put a knife near my vagina if we don't have that level of trust. Like, and I'm very, very curious about knife play, wholeheartedly, But that one would be, that's something that we have to work a lot to build up to, because yeah, no. Like, that takes a lot of trust. That would take a lot for me. So that's a tough one. Okay. So this last one, this word is going to, I'm about to obliterate this word. It is thalpotentigny. Tigny? Thalpotentigny? But it is when an individual is sexually aroused by heat or warm weather. And let me tell you about how the horny is lurking in the city of New York. Baby, it get a little bit over 57. And people don't know how to act. I was like, oh, y'all out here. The warm weather been here for 24 hours and y'all out here horny, horny. And I get it. It's just something about spring and summer weather. It's just really nice. Like, of course you want to fuck when it's hot. Like, it's just, it's the summer of love and it's just attraction. And I love spring and summer. They are my two favorite seasons. I am not a fall and winter girl. I hate them both passionately. Even though I was born in the fall, still hate it. But summer is great. And you just want to enjoy. You just want to be outside. Like, imagine on a pretty day. Like, I'm speaking for the Northeast. Like, a pretty day for us is like 60, late 60s, early 70s. Like, a low 60, high 60s, low 70s day. Imagine it's a Sunday. It's warm out. It's breezy. It don't smell like shit yet because it's not hot enough. Like, and you go to brunch and you feeling nice, but then you walk outside and it's still warm and sunny and dark at 8, by the way. So you walk out at 6, it's still light out. And then you get to go home and fuck. Oh, take me now. Like, I need it. I want all parts. Like, how is that not amazing? So I totally understand. I can't pronounce that word again, but I totally understand why the heat in the warm weather would, it's like your hormones are coming back to life. You've been in hibernation for 6 months and you're just like, ooh, ready to get out here and use my loins. So yeah, that's going to be the last fetish that I found that I thought was interesting. Cannot pronounce it. But yeah, that's going to bring this week's episode, guys, to a close. Quick episode, to the point. And I'm going to go and enjoy the rest of my week. Like, I hope you guys will do as well. You can follow me. My Instagram's been jumping lately. Not going to lie, because I've actually been back active on it. Typically, I'm not all that active on it and it showed. But now that I've been like active like every day to 3 days, like, my followers jumped. I think I got like 600 additional followers. So hey, y'all, hey, you can follow me there at Kinks with Kiki Podcast. You also follow me on Twitter at Kinks with Kiki. You can email me because I do want to talk to people who may be women with foot fetishes or people who have lactophilia. I would love to talk to you guys. Reach out to your girl, kinkswithkiki@gmail.com. And I hope you guys have a beautiful Monday. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And as always, I am your dose of Black girl in this kinky ass world. And until next time, beautiful people, peace.